With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A sigh of relief for many in Washington's ag community after a judge tosses out several provisions in the workforce housing rules at the request of ag groups. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says it's good news, but a bit surprising considering agriculture is such a hazardous place to work.
So to say that ag is the most dangerous industry and has to be, you know, treated differently than other sectors is just kind of strange when our numbers aren't there proving that. So we're not letting science confuse the issue.
But Stuhlmiller says the process has been made far too complicated.
If the department had a great rulemaking, a robust rulemaking process going, we would be communicating, labor would be communicating, everybody would be communicating, and they'd be working on permanent rules. But the underlying rules are already there. There's already ag safety rules. And we've done a great job in agriculture through the years, including not spreading disease through hand washing, et cetera, et cetera. So all those rules are there. These are all these emergency rules we're talking about.
And Stuhlmiller says as long as the bunk restrictions are still among the rules, there's nothing to keep L&I from enforcing them.
When it's on the books, they can. And so what we want is to have them take it off. In fact, that's what we're asking, is just remove all the emergency rules because COVID vaccinations are there in play. And when your workforce is vaccinated, you don't restrict the temporary worker housing situation.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the workforce housing rules that are due to expire on May 8th and what changes could be coming. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.